Okay, we're going to continue now with the fear inventory, which is in the bottom of page 67. And I just want to preface this, which I think this is a brilliant unraveling with the big book as well, is because the first thing they talk about is resentment. And what I discover is my resentment is covering my anger. And then we have the sick man's prayer where it says, God save me from being angry. And then what I find, this is for me personally again, what I find is my anger is ultimately covering my fear. Every time I'm afraid, I get angry. So I think it's just brilliant how they kind of unravel that. So page 67, notice the word fear is bracketed alongside the difficulties with Mr. Brown, Mrs. Jones, the employer, and the wife. This short word somehow touches about every aspect of our lives. It was an evil and corroding thread. The fabric of our existence was shot through with it. It set in motion trains of circumstances which brought us misfortune we felt we didn't deserve. But did we not ourselves set the ball rolling? Sometimes we think fear ought to be classed with stealing. It seems to cause more trouble. We reviewed our fears thoroughly. We put them on paper even though we had no resentment in connection with them. We asked ourselves why we had them. Wasn't it because self-reliance failed us? Self-reliance was good as far as it went, but it didn't go far enough. Some of us once had great self-confidence, but it really didn't fully solve the fear problem or any other. When it made us cocky, it was worse. Perhaps there is a better way. We think so. For now we are on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God. We trust infinite God versus our finite selves. I'm going to stop there because one of the things I really realize is, you know, I've never been married, and I so want to be married. And every time someone got married, I would get so angry because there was one less guy in the world, because I thought love was finite. And when I started doing this work, and I thought, wow, if someone gets married, maybe that means there's more love in the world available for me. When I started to see love was infinite and not finite is when my experience, I could celebrate with people because it was no longer about them taking away what I could have had. So that was a big change with this fear inventory. We are in the world to play the role he assigns, God assigns, just to the extent that we do as we think he would enable us to have us and humbly rely on him, does he enable us to match calamity with serenity. Doesn't that sound wonderful? That's a great promise that our higher power is going to give us serenity over calamity. We never apologize to anyone for depending upon our Creator. We can laugh at those who think spirituality the way of weakness. Paradoxically, it was the way of strength. The verdict of the ages is that faith means courage. All men of faith have courage. They trust and rely upon God. We never apologize for God. Instead, we let him demonstrate through us what he can do. We ask him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be. At once, we commence to outgrow fear. So that's our fear prayer right there. Anytime there's the word ask, it's a prayer. We ask God to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be. I say that prayer all the time. So the fear inventory, the first column is, what am I afraid of? The second column is, why do I have the fear? And I'm going to tell you what Lori said, which really helped me as well, was if you're not sure why you have the fear, is play the fear out to the worst case scenario. So for example, never getting married was one of my fears. Play it out to the worst case scenario, I'm going to die alone. And the second I said it out loud, the fear was gone, because that has nothing to do with dying alone. I could get divorced, the guy could die before me. I have brothers, I have nieces, I have nephews, I'm not dying alone. So suddenly that fear of not getting married was in an instant was removed from me. The other one is, think of when you first had the fear. So for example, with me, I'm really fearful of being laughed at. And I remembered, I felt young. And when I was like in fourth or fifth grade, we had a little talent contest, and I did a dance, and I fell, and all the kids laughed at me. And whenever I'm so afraid if I'm going to make a mistake, the people are going to laugh at me again. Okay, then the next column is, were we reliant on God, infinite God, or finite self? Yes or no? And the next column is, did self-reliance work? Thereby giving you the hint that you were relying on self. This is not big, but what a lovely saying I love is, fear is a sure sign you're relying on your own power. And that to me is always a precursor. Yes.
Okay.
Because the first column is what you're afraid of. Second column is, why do I have the fear? The third column is, am I relying on self or God? Just a yes or no. Am I relying on self or God? And the fourth column is, did self-reliance work? Okay?
Third is, why am I relying on self?
Am I relying on self or God? Where is my reliance on self or God? So you're just checking, you're just circling God or circling self. Think of it that way. Where's your reliance? Then you say the fear prayer. Where would God, ask God to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be? And then the last column is, how would I act without the fear? And I think of it this way. I mean, often when I take this as people will say, well, I have to trust and rely on God, trust and rely on God, trust and rely on God, which is true. But try to get more practical. If God removed the fear, how would you behave? So I'll give you one of my fears, and we're going to break for a couple minutes so you guys can walk through a fear. I have a fear of flying. And the main reason is not, I'm actually not afraid of turbulence or anything like that. There's something about elevation with my stomach that I get really nauseous and I tend to throw up on people. So once again, that's also my fear of being laughed at. I don't want to throw up on anybody. So I have, what would God have me be? I've had to set parameters around that. I only do direct flights, which I let you guys know. I won't do layovers because the takeoff and the landings are just too hard on my stomach. I will only eat like 2 to 3 hours before because I don't want anything in my stomach that's going to mess that up. I do a lot of prayer and meditation. I acknowledge my fear. And then I, on the landing, acknowledge my fear. Okay, so that's how God wants me to be. I have to understand that my stomach does get upset. I also have these little wristbands. I dated a pilot. And I threw up on him in a little Cessna. But he got me some bands that have acupressure things. I don't know if it's psychological or not, but I swear, I feel panicked if I don't have them on a plane. But that's kind of what it is. So my fear is flying. The reason is my stomach. It's legitimate. I have a difficult issue with elevation. I felt it when we were going up to that Mount Tan yesterday. Not that extent. But I can tell when I get to above a certain elevation with my stomach. Am I relying on God or me? I'm relying on me. Because I'm going to try to control what my body does. Does self-reliance work? No. I say the prayer, God, please remove this fear and direct my attention what have me be. And then how do I behave with that? Is I acknowledge the people, have to do direct flights, all those things that I told you. So does that make sense? Okay, so I'm going to turn off the recording.